Hi, friends.
Welcome to Wine Wednesdays.
So, we've got a great show planned for you this week. Caitlin is back again.
Hey.
I know everyone missed her, as well as myself, so we're proud to have her back since she's not busy right now.
Sorry, guys. I was just... I don't even remember what I was doing last week. Oh, Orcuses. Yeah. That was fun. I like Orcuses. And then I got sick and didn't get to do Orcuses. Details.
Okay. So our first song will be Thank God for Girls by Weezer. Recently released. Yay!
Same.
The girl in the pastry shop with the net in her hair is making a cannoli for you to take on your hiking trip in the woods with your bros that you've known since second grade. And you may encounter dragons and ruffians and be called upon to employ your testosterone in a battle for supremacy and access to females glued to the TV. And even if you are victorious, you may receive many cuts, bruises, and scrapes, and you will require band-aids and antiseptic ointments and tender loving kisses on your stab. And when you come home, she will be there waiting for you with a fire in her eyes and a big fat cannoli to shove in your mouth. And that's why I thank God for girls. Holla, Jesu Christi, from Tennessee to LA. Thank God for girls. On your reckoning day, you better bow down and pray. She's so big, she's so strong. She's alive. She says I give a sweaty pump. She almost had a heart attack. The truth is that I'm just as scared. I don't know how to act. I wish that I could get to know her better, but meeting up in real life will cause illusion to shadow her. I call the name into all the trees. Sing a song down on one knee. Looking at the underwear page of this year's catalog like when I was 14. I'm levitating like a magnet. Turn the wrong way around. I'm like an Indian for kid trying to meditate on a bed of nails from the past. Centrifuge machine, mixed it with cardamom and cloves. Microwaved it on the popcorn setting while Adam was like, that really hurts. So pissed at God, and he started lighting mighty forest fires, stealing ospreys eggs, messing with the bees who were trying to pollinate the echinacea. Until God said, I'm gonna smite you with loneliness and break your heart in two. And Adam wept and wailed, tearing out his hair, falling on his knees, looked to the sky and said, thank God.
I feel very strongly about that song. It's the first time I've heard it, but, like, it's actually about me as a person. It's fine. Hi, friends. Are you excited to hear us whine? We're excited to whine for you. Because, like, that's what adults do, right? They whine?
Yeah, I mean...
We're not adults, though, so it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, yes, we are. Responsible for ourselves.
Yeah, I guess so.
Society considers us adults.
Yeah, I guess if I killed someone, someone could, like, send me to jail for forever for it. So, that's pretty adult.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you can vote. It's pretty adult.
True. Although a lot of people, that's not what we're whining about. We should really not talk about that because that's a good thing to whine about. We'll bring it back later. So did you guys know that there's only 2 days until break? If you didn't, you might be living under a rock, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with living under rocks, but you still might be under one.
Yeah. So as the semester winds down, everyone's just done. We're just done.
Done doesn't even begin to explain what we are really on the inside. We're just like existentially tired. Like as our existence is exhausting and exhausted.
I mean, it just takes a lot out of you because you have papers and finals and you're wrapping everything up for the semester. And as a senior, I can say that it's definitely, it gets worse as you get older.
Yes, it does.
Because you have more responsibilities.
Yes, you do. And just like when everyone gets really stressed, like relationships get really strained and that is always really stressful and sucky. And like, it's just, I'm so ready for this break. Like, I'm ready for the semester to be over in general, and I know that there's really not that much left to it. But just, I'm ready for this break. I'm ready for time to, like, sleep. I'm ready for time to, like, work on some stuff without other distractions.
I mean, that'll be nice about this break. But see, like, I have to spend time with my family where you're going to go meet your girlfriend's family for, like, the first time.
Yeah, but I have to meet my girlfriend's family for the first time. That's really stressful.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you have to go spend time with your family, and I know that that's also very stressful. They're just two different stresses. And, like, yours is probably more stressful than mine. But, like, that's, you know, it's, yeah, I don't know. It just, it is what it is.
I mean, like, I feel like you will have a lot more time to just sit there with her family. Because, like, I don't know, I feel like, like, since you'll be there with Brooke, they won't, like, be like, Brooke, let's go do this. Brooke, let's go do that. Let's run around and do this and this and this. They'll be more just like, oh, well, you spend time with your girlfriend. We'll, like, be around, and then maybe we can all go do something sometime. Like, it'll be like...
Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't know. I do have to spend a week with people I don't know. Yes. And...
But you're going to be with your girlfriend for that whole week.
Yeah, which is really nice. I'm really excited about it. It's
where
just...
is she from?
Canton.
Oh, that's where Mac is from.
Oh, okay.
That's south of Akron.
Okay. I still don't really know how Ohio works, I'm not going to lie.
Okay, so you're going up 71.
I know. I know it's up and towards Cleveland.
It's not really, like, Akron is between the two.
Right, I know, but, like, up and towards Cleveland just means up and in the northwestern, northeastern?
Eastern.
It's Eastern. I know things.
I have a tattoo of this.
Yes, you do. Oh, that would be a good one to complain about, really, like, stressful tattoos situations. Yeah, I don't know. It's, like, it's stressful. Stressful in a different way. Because, like, you just have, like, a lot of, like, things. Like, because you have work to do, and you have, like, school to do, and, like, you also want to hang out with your family, and you, like, want to have enough time for everything, and so that's really, that can be really stressful.
I don't know. I'm just ready for the semester to be over. My grad school applications will be done before, like, by the time I get back for the next semester. So it's just like, I just need to make it through this one.
And I believe in break. You. I'm ready for this semester
maybe
to be
I'll
over.
Maybe I'll get into grad school, or maybe I'll just fail and go abroad, or just go into publishing, or just go back to working at McDonald's.
I don't see you going back to working at McDonald's, but I guess it could happen. Yeah, I mean, I am ready for this semester to be over. There's just, like, a lot of stress in the last few weeks that makes me, like, more excited about this break, I guess.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that's what's nice about this break is that, like, you get another extra little, like, pause.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I wish that, I don't know, there's just, like, no winning. I would rather just get everything done. But it is nice to have the break to work on things.
Yeah.
But I feel like I always have, like, grand plans to get tons of stuff done on
the
break. And it never happens. Like, I'm just like, well, I did 2 of the 15 things I wanted to do.
Two is better than zero.
After mid-semester break, I was going to have everything ready for all my grad school stuff. I was going to have my paper all done for Spall. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
None of that happened. Nothing happened. I typed up some notes.
Life is hard. If it wasn't, we wouldn't be here. I don't know. I'm pumped. Like, And maybe for the wrong reasons, and maybe I'll be disappointed when I get there. But, like, for right now, I'm super excited. I think, like, I'm most excited to, like, sleep without disruption.
I mean, I get enough sleep while I'm here. I mean, I'll probably have a different sleep schedule when I'm home.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't want to really...
No, I haven't slept very well the last, like, week because of the sick thing. The sickening. That's a bad joke from an Aziz Ansari show.
Oh, you're watching that?
I already finished it. Took me a day.
Wow.
It's a really good show. It's heavy as hell. So I just haven't slept well, so I'm, like, really excited for, like, just one good night of sleep to, like, just kind of reset myself. But, like, this, I don't know. I'm ready for the semester to be over. I am.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go see my family, which is what the semester being over, like, part of what it means for me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready for all the grad school application stuff to be done.
Yeah, but I know that's really stressing you out.
That's about the only thing that I actually give to flying.
Flips?
About. Like, everything else, I'm just like, it'll get done. But that grad school stuff, yo. That grad school stuff, yo. That first deadline's coming up, and I'm just like,
flip.
Flippity, flip, 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 flip.
Wasn't there a game called Flip something?
Flip Cup?
No. Flappy Bird. LOL, that has nothing to do with flips. My bad. I was thinking of the little noises, like...
The only flip game I've ever heard is Flip Cup.
Yeah, well, you're right. I was wrong. I am aware of this.
Flappy Bird is kind of similar. It's like knocking and tossing of things.
No, the word flip, not like the flip cup part of flip.
Flop.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I just, it's fine. It's what it is.
So, yeah, like, I don't know. It's just...
The semester should be over now. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Also, it hasn't snowed yet. Like, but, like...
No, I don't mind the snow. I like it.
I love snow. But, like, it makes my joints hurt.
The cold.
It makes walking really hard because, like, I have to be really, really, really extra careful.
Mm-hmm. I hope I get to live in the north.
Same.
I just want to be in the cold all the time.
I want to live in the Pacific Northwest. It rains a lot there.
Oh, no, I want to live in, like, New England.
It's okay. I'll fly to you.
But you hate New England.
I hate New Englanders. I don't actually have anything to do with, like, care about New England.
If you come to New England, you'll have to deal with New Englanders.
Yeah, but you'll
be there. I'll be a New Englander then.
That's not what that means. And that's like me saying I'm Midwestern.
We're converting you.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are.
No. Although today I learned...
You're learning to prepare for weather.
Yeah, but I lived in the mountains in the south. I knew how to prepare for weather then, too.
You didn't bring an umbrella today.
Yeah, well, I don't bring an umbrella in the south either. Things that are just facts. I learned that Ohio had the second highest Klan population today in history.
Yeah, have you been to Southern Ohio?
Yes. No.
It's pretty much like you're in the Deep South. Or at least that's how they act.
Yeah.
Like the rural Deep South.
I learned it recently.
Rural.
Rural.
And that's rural. A flip.
A flip. F. Charlie Foxtrot. That's how my dad says, you know, a cluster flip. Are you talking to Dr. Frat?
No. He wouldn't like it if you mentioned him on the show either. He likes to remain anonymous. He
doesn't realize. Oh, my bad, guys. There is no professor here by that name.
Yes. The most talked about professor on campus.
But he isn't here.
Doesn't exist. No. He probably won't listen in.
That's okay.
He's doing things.
We know. He had a very long meeting before this.
So not going. Sorry, guys.
I don't know who she's talking to, but apparently she's so not going.
Oh, no, I'm not going to Classics Club. But everyone else should. But I'm not.
Okay, well, do you guys want to hear another song? It's kind of, I don't know.
Kaylin has no idea what I put on the playlist.
No, I have no idea. But I know that this topic is ending soon.
Okay, so this is a song by apparently someone Dr. Frat went to college with and knew, and who's releasing a new album.
Wait, that professor doesn't go...
It's not a professor.
No, just the person that you mentioned before.
Yeah, that's...
He still doesn't work here. Or go here, or know anybody here by anybody's name. He does not.
He doesn't exist. It's all a figment of my imagination.
Yep.
I'm gonna beautiful mind this shit. Stuff. Sorry, guys. Okay, here's Crush by Jennifer Page.
Welcome back to our show.
So, Luke, why do you feel bad for our listeners? Yo, bro, our show is great.
Yes, obviously you're listening to it.
It's because I told him to.
Still, he's listening to it. Why does he feel bad for himself? That's just not good. You should really work on your self-esteem, Luke.
Caitlin throwing something. Oh, Luke is typing. Okay, so our next topic, let's see, we determined this morning. Oh, yeah, we wanted to talk about colonialism and Thanksgiving.
Oh, my goodness, guys.
I wrote an article about this for the Odyssey Online. That is launching November 23rd. More about that in the announcement section of today's show.
Yes, okay, guys. I love Thanksgiving as much as the next white American.
Overeating, time with family.
Turkey. Potatoes.
Bargain shopping the next day.
It's all good things. Well, no, actually, most of those things are really terrible. But the story
It's false. It's false. It's fake. It's historically inaccurate. The Pilgrims and the Native Americans never had some happy-go-lucky Thanksgiving dinner to celebrate some harvest that they both helped each other do. False. False. It's all Abraham Lincoln and lies.
Also, Pocahontas died.
Pocahontas abandoned her people and wanted to join the Europeans. Like, look up portraits of her. There are none of her, like, in traditional garb that are actually from that time period. She's all in European wear.
Also, she died.
Of smallpox, probably.
Or measles. Those are the two leading the options.
Yeah. But no. So, like, no. You know what? Your fit Thanksgiving history with the little animated cartoon pilgrims and Native Americans sitting at some table with turkey and pumpkin pie. They didn't even eat that stuff. No. You're false. You're fake. Abraham Lincoln lied. Sorry for all those Lincoln fans out there, but he lied. He needed a holiday. He's not that great. He's not great.
Yeah, and he's not as great as people think he is. No. Like, Jess Choate, Mackenzie Summers, love y'all. But he's really not that great.
Like, he didn't even, campaign on the platform of wanting to free the slaves. He didn't even free the slaves. Like, the Emancipation Proclamation did not free all the slaves. It only freed the slaves in the Confederate-held states. The states that were still part of the Confederacy.
Yeah. Colonialism is literally entrenched in American history, just in general. Like, this brings in, like, our third...
Yeah, but yet we glorify it constantly and use it.
Yeah, that's basically...
And we lie about it.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge
Abraham
problem.
Lincoln lies. Yeah. Lies.
McKinnon and I have
some feelings. He needed a holiday to tie the country together and make people thankful for what they had and for each other and to bring people together. And you know what? He
lied.
Took history and manipulated it for his own uses. Ugh.
Kind of like, I don't know, white men. Cis white men. Who may or may not have been homosexual. That's my favorite Abraham Lincoln fun fact. That he may or may not have been homosexual. That has nothing to do with colonialism. So basically, let's recap the story that we learned when we were in elementary school. Alright? Everyone ready? Here we go. It's almost winter. And the settlers done flipped up. They done flipped up and they don't have any food. And they don't know what they're going to do. And the Native Americans come and they're like, so you done flipped up. But we are going to present to you this food and we will have a meal together to bring our two nations together in peace and harmony. Hmm. You know, we used to have, my school never had this. I think this, stopped in, the 80s. But it used to be a thing, right? I don't know. It's in television and movies. That, people would have, Thanksgiving plays where little people, little humans, small ones, would dress up in, quote, unquote, traditional Native American clothing.
Cultural appropriation.
Yes. And quote-unquote puritanical clothing. Honestly, that was probably pretty on point. Black, white,
black
buckles.
Bland, just waistbands with the little buckles. And
aprons.
Did you watch the Scooby-Doo movie with the witch's ghost or whatever? Scooby-Doo and the witch where they go to Salem?
Yeah.
I have that on VHS.
Nice.
I love Scooby-Doo.
What's the Scooby-Doo movie that really flipped me up?
The mummy one?
Yes.
The mummy one messed me up, man. I was afraid of mummies for a while. I was in middle school when that came out. Oh my god.
It really flipped me up.
I had to logically
make myself.
They
tried to pull off the thing and it was still it was really dead.
Yeah.
It was stressful.
No, and I mean literally I had nightmares about mummies and I had to logically make myself not scared.
No, maybe it wasn't mummies. Maybe it was zombies. McKenna really hates zombies.
Yeah, I hate zombies, but no, this is a mummy. And I had to think, the mummy's so old that it would turn to dust and not be able to turn the handle to get into my house.
That's a good... I'm proud of your, reasoning there.
I'm an insanely logical
That's
person,
true.
Even as a child.
It's that INTJ.
Yeah, INTJ.
Yep.
It just...
It's the logics. She has it. It's in her blood. It's had little logics.
I just don't understand things sometimes.
Right, so back to colonialism. We're really good at this television show. I've done that, like, multiple times.
We do that all the time. It's fine.
Whatever. We're really good at this. Can't you guys tell?
YOLO.
Anyway. So, we were taught this story where they came together. Now, here's what actually happened in a Cliff Notes version. So, the settlers done flipped up. That part's true. But I would like to say that they flipped up by, I don't know, claiming a country that wasn't theirs and just pushing people off of their own land.
Well, I mean, see, historically, so Europeans have one idea of what means, like, land is cultivated and what ownership of land is, and the Native Americans had another, and they would, like, rotate territory, so they would, like, move throughout a territory.
Yes.
Typically, and so, like, when the Europeans came, they were like, oh, well, this isn't, like, you are developing this land. That should be ours. We're going to actually use it. Like, God intended.
This is what causes the Dust Bowl. Just saying.
I mean, that's a like, variety of factors of, like,
not yeah, but one of
proper
them is
crop rotation and leaving land fallow.
Yeah, that's,
I mean, the Europeans figured that out, like, in the medieval, like, the Middle Ages and
yeah,
stuff
it's
like
mostly that. Americans who fuck that shit up, but yeah,
Americans fuck everything up.
That's true.
Excuse us, sorry, flip. They flip everything up.
Oh, dang.
Up.
We didn't flip, use flip. Flip. Flip is a good one. We may not remember that for next show. It'll probably be a different F word. The duck. other F word.
Duck, duck,
duck.
Duck, 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 duck.
Ducking. Auto-correct. Auto-cucumber. Yeah. Ha, ha. Oh, man, when I was in middle school, I used to read through those, like, auto-correct things.
Auto-correct fails.
Yep, that was my life. I really enjoyed it. Okay, sorry. I don't know. We're adults. We can do things. But anyway, so the colonialism of, like, Thanksgiving is that we basically just stole this land and, like, I just can't even with this. Makita really should be teaching you guys about this. She just wrote a thing about it. Because, like, I only know, like, I know about colonialism, but I don't know a lot about specifically Thanksgiving.
Well, I mean, I already knew about it. I didn't really have to do research.
All right.
I mean, yeah, I already said it. Like, Abraham Lincoln needed to made up a holiday to tie the nation together.
Oh, that part. Yeah, well, okay. I was
that's
just like
the history behind Thanksgiving itself and then colonialism and Thanksgiving and glorifying colonialism. And so, true. Like, my article's title is Turkey with a Side of Colonialism.
Was there even, like,
because of the colonialism, like, the, like,
did they
colonial
give food?
Undertones. What?
Do the Native Americans give food to the settlers?
I think when they first got there, they were like,
yeah, well, okay, that's true.
Like maybe, but at the same time, not really. Like, it's hard to tell what has been glorified since, like, the Native Americans didn't really have, like, written records.
True.
And then where they all died.
This is another giant problem with, quote, with white people.
And so, like, it's just, you have the white people records of, they gave us, like, you have the whitewashed, like, elementary school version, and then you have, like, the older one of, like, the Native Americans were, like, uncivilized, and blah, 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 and so, like, they needed to, and so, like, now we're trying more so to actually portray things unbiasedly and actually look at the actual history and the hurt that was caused by Europeans coming to, like,
white people.
This continent.
Flipping white people. Duck in white people. Whatever.
And, again, you're white.
Yeah, but I still am not a fan of the things that happened.
And, so, yeah. It's just, now there's a movement in history to actually, it's, like, part of the postmodern view of history, like.
Good, I just want to make sure I wasn't leaving out any fun historical tidbits for you guys about how Thanksgiving,
like,
was about colonialism.
If you take historical inquiry, you learn about the, like, ways of interpreting or looking at history, and postmodern is one of the more recent ones where you question, like, a lot of what has already been taught.
Yes. Me.
Yes, it goes along with, like, feminist theory. It's the same in, like, international politics.
Me. Okay, cool, chill, right. So, Thanksgiving is not as fun as everyone makes it out to be. Like, yeah, it's fun, go eat food, but, like, try to know some things that come from behind it. Like, some of the problems and causes and why it's just giant lies made by Abraham Lincoln.
Okay, so our next song is Hooligan by Atomic Kitten. Someone just recently brought this song to my attention, and I mean, like, really listen to the words. It's a really interesting song.
Powerful song.
It has a certain message that I think this person wanted to get across to the person that I was talking with, and it's just really, really an interesting song, so it's catchy, beware.
If you see me walking down the street, staring at the sky, dragging my 2 feet, you just pass me by. It still makes me cry, but you can make me whole again. If you see me with another man, laughing and joking, doing what I can, I won't put you down, 'cause I want you around, but you can make me whole again. Looking back on when we first met,
fun fact, McKenna and I really rocked out to that song because it's really just, it's
so really catchy.
It's so powerful. And yeah, it has like a really good like beat and it's really catchy, but the message behind it, just being whole again.
Whole and entire.
Whole and entire.
Like a full-bodied wine.
Like a full-bodied wine.
Okay. Well, so, our next topic.
I know that everyone has changed their profile pictures to be the French flag. And I understand that attacks on Paris were important and painful for a lot of people.
And I mean, they were highly
publicized.
Like, publicized.
Everyone saw them.
What is considered a very, very safe country, like Western.
And a bunch of them happen all at one time.
Yeah, like there are multiple highly organized incidences occurring throughout the capital of France.
And yeah, like France is considered safe. It's a Western country. And it was perpetrated by, I don't know, probably one of the largest terrorist groups at the moment. Everyone's afraid of them. Everyone knows their name. ISIS in Western countries. Oh, excuse me, guys. ISIS in Western countries and Daesh in most of every other country. And I get that it's important. But it's not the only thing. It's not even the first attack. And it's not It's not even the one where the most people died, were hurt, or were displaced. And I'm not saying that you should have to quantify or qualify a terrorist attack in how many people it hurts. Like, it's not a number. But if Facebook is going... If Facebook is changing their, like, you can make your profile the French flag, and YouTube changed their logo, and Tumblr changed its logo, and Twitter changed its logo. Like,
everyone's putting, like, posting pictures of the Eiffel Tower, like, oh my gosh, that's what time when I visited France. Oh. And it's like, you know what? That's that every day for so many people. And, like, a Russian plane got, like, taken down by ISIS in Egypt, and yet, like, no one's, like, hashtag stand with the, like, Russians. No one...
Hashtag Moscow.
Yeah, like, no one's posting, like...
What is the cathedral?
Pictures of the, I think it's St. The... Peter's Basilica. No.
Yeah, isn't
no,
it?
No, that's it. That's in Rome. What am I up?
St. Patrick. It's something, but you know what we're talking about. It's the big one. It's what you think of when you think of Russia. Kremlin. And, like, it's what you would think of
it's
when
in
you
Moscow.
Think of, like, a symbol. I'm sure Luke will tell us what it's called.
Luke, tell me what it's called.
And... No one changed...
Kremlin. It's now called the Kremlin.
No one changed their picture to that. No one changed...
It was called the Kremlin now. It used to be called something else. I don't remember.
No one changed their background to the...
St. Basil's. I was right.
Russian flag.
Yeah.
And, like, no one's changed their flag to the Syrian Syrian flag, except for one of our friends, Yasulas, did change their flag. I'm not really sure how or if they just... made a Syrian flag transparent and put it on top of their current picture. But it's not, like, I don't think it's just
offered. I mean, when I changed, like, because I changed mine for the French flag for a little bit, but then I unchanged it. But there were, like, multiple options. I just I didn't
understand them.
Yeah, I didn't understand
what they were. It's not publicized.
You know, and I don't understand how you can, like, change it. I always see people change it, but I always have to click on the link. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know how people just change it. I don't know how Facebook works most of the time.
How do people know that you can do these things?
But, like, it's a big deal. Like, the Paris attack is a big deal. But, like, so are the Syrian refugees. Like, we're hearing about them all the time. Like, I had to change the channel in Hamwell today because I could not handle eating dinner and thinking, like, about the Syrian refugees for even one more second. And I couldn't think about the Paris attacks for one more second. Like, I just... And I know that this is my privilege. Like, I'm very well aware that this is my privilege of being an American and of being white, that, like, I get to, like, not have to think about it. But I was taking my privilege and I was not thinking about it. Like, it is so strange to me how publicized... Not publicized, that's not what I mean. How just... I don't know, how it's made into, like, this huge media thing. Like, the same thing that we say whenever a white man goes and terrorizes a group of somebodies. Shoots 9 people in a church or kills 12 children in a school.
He just has a lot going on mentally. It's mental illness awareness.
I hate that. That's for a different day too. That's just not, I don't have the time for that right now. Or, like, the fact that no one calls KKK domestic terrorists. Like, I don't have time for this.
Well, some people do.
Well, yeah,
they're
I mean,
not
it's just
widely
like,
called
right,
that.
Right, I agree. But, like,
racist.
Why is it that the moment that white people get involved, it becomes a big thing? Like,
it's because white people run the media.
That's true. I mean, I
who
know
runs
the answers.
The world.
White people.
Who runs the world?
White people. Sorry, B.
For good or for bad?
White people.
Like, it's true.
This is actually what McKenna and mine vows to each other are. For good or for bad, we will continue to fight the white people.
Even though we are both very white.
Very white. But if we don't do it, then who will? Like,
we acknowledge
no one listens
our whiteness,
to us.
But we also acknowledge the wrong.
Thanks, Susan.
What did Susan say about the white people?
She just said that it's true facts.
True facts. Susan.
Yeah, like, today, Susan, sorry, I'm calling you out on this. Susan had, like, a really hard time in a class because someone brought something up, and, like, a bunch of white people were saying, like, all of these things from, like, their place of privilege, and they weren't understanding that. And Susan, like, didn't want to be the angry minority. And I was like, hey, next time it happens, just call me. I'll come be the angry white person because they'll listen to me. Like, this is a thing that I know happens. Like, McKenna and I are very good at checking our privilege, and, like, if we don't check our privilege at some point, feel free to tell us. We will then check it. I just can't believe that people could be so stupid and heartless to not even realize everything else that's going on. Like, attacks where 143 people are killed. Or where, like, Pakistani children are killed in their school by bombs. Or, like, anything of that nature, anything like, oh, sorry, I just hit my mic. Like, I don't know, Palestinian bombs or Israeli bombs. Like, it drives me absolutely batty to know that this happens. And, like, it is just, I honestly, like, I just have a hard time, like, grappling with these facts. Like, just, like, realizing that this is true and that not enough people are, like, trying to fix it. Or, like, even aware that it happens. And something that I've seen a lot, especially with the governors now coming out on who can't have Syrian refugees, like, I don't know, like, Ohio and Georgia and most of the South, for that matter, about how Syrian refugees aren't welcome there. People are, you know, saying that Syrian refugees shouldn't be allowed into this country and changing their profile picture
problematic
to the French flag. Like, they're problematic in general for just, like, having really shitty opinions and, like, oh, sorry, that's a curse word. Just, like, really unfortunate and wrong opinions. But, like, they're doing this thing where they change their profile picture to the French flag, which Facebook has made so that you can, like, show solidarity with a people, but at the same time, they're not allowing refugees into the country. Like, don't you understand how much that doesn't make any sense? Like, it doesn't make any flippin' sense. And, like, the Syrian refugee crisis bothers me in general just because, like, they're just people. Like, they don't have anywhere to go back to. Their country is not viable for them.
It's like the people who are attacking you now are attacking them. That's what they're running from. Why would you, like, force them back to this? This reminds me, I know there's gonna, like, some people are gonna be like, oh, it's completely different. No, it's not. This reminds me of, like, when, like, throughout history, people are being persecuted around the world in, like, Western countries where, like, it would be relatively safer for them. People are like, no, 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 you can't come here. You're going to cause problems. We don't want you here. Like, post-World War I anti-Semitism, like, that was rampant. And that they would not accept the Jewish refugees out of, like, Germany, Poland, like Central Eastern Europe, and, like, would not accept these refugees.
Who are, in fact, very white-looking people.
Yeah, and it's just like, yo, like, WTF. Like,
yeah, and, like, the fact that most people look at,
you think people would learn from history? Ugh.
Yeah, isn't it, like, don't repeat history? Isn't that the idea? You learn it so you don't repeat it? And, like, I look at people who say things like immigrants shouldn't be allowed, and you know when they mean immigrants, they specifically mean, like, Hispanic and Latina and Latino, like, immigrants. And most of those people are political refugees who cannot seek, like refuge here. Because it's just too prevalent that if people started getting, like, I don't know, protected status, you'd have to, like, move entire communities. Because they're being terrorized by one thing or the other.
Yeah, like, people are literally dying trying to flee from places that are unsafe for them, just to get away from that terror.
All over the world, this is literally happening all the time. And, like, the Syrian refugees are the ones who are needing to move right now. Like, it is really, really necessary. But they're not the only refugees in the world. Like, and not to say it in any way that they are lesser, because they're not. Like, they are in such a bad place right now. Like, there is nothing else. They have being on a boat or hopefully getting somewhere else. Yeah. Why?
So, I mean, it's just like, why is this becoming such an issue? Why are state governors trying to bar refugees from coming into states, which is unconstitutional, mind
it
you.
Is. It really is.
It is up to the federal government, and the federal government has decided that you are letting the refugees in.
Yeah, so the State Department is just like, what?
Off. Deal with yourself. Because it's going to happen. Unless you want to break the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everyone likes to talk about constitutional this and constitutional that. And you know what? According to the Constitution and the Supreme Court, you gotta let it go. Get deferred to the authority of the federal government. And
they said yes, so flip you!
Thanks, Obama!
Ha ha ha, I get it, because it's almost, it's like, it's
like actually thank you.
People yeah. just are the worst. I really don't like them. I don't understand why. I don't understand why. Like, in general, I just don't understand why. Oh, okay, wait. I was thinking about this earlier because I know that I have this show and that I would have to be here talking about these things that we decided we were going to talk about. And it's great and good fun. So, today in class, we learned about the four waves of Ku Klux Klanism.
Yes, I remember learning this.
Yes, there are, in fact, four clans. Oh my god, do you want to know something?
There are different waves and different things that they hate and different goals that they had.
Yes, kind of like feminism. LOL.
Dangerous territory.
I mean, they're just ideals. Just one of them's like really wrong and hateful and they kill people for it.
And the other's
just like,
trying to make things better for everyone. Well, at least recent wave of feminism is.
I will let you try and figure out which one is which.
Mm-hmm.
But here's some fun facts about the Klan before I hit you with history. They call their groups of people Claverns. Spelled
wizards.
With a K.
They have wizards.
They do.
Grand wizards.
They meet in things called clonclaves. In New England, they have clan bakes. I'm not making this stuff up. What's another good one?
Have you heard the Bolio song? Maybe that's... No, we won't play that. That's inappropriate.
Anyway, it's a problem. So, the clan. There is a clan now, as we all know. It's up and running. It's doing its thing. It may
Anonymous
even be separate.
Anonymous is on hooding.
Right.
Them.
So, it may even
Thanks
be separate.
Anonymous.
It might be
like
the fifth
Ashley,
wave of
you.
Clanism. But, right, that's exactly what I'm talking about. The Klan has members in state and federal departments of things in that matter. And Anonymous is unhooding them by pulling off their hoods and, by telling people who they are. Sorry, I keep burping. It's a good time.
Luke has some info from Russia.
Okay.
So he asked the question... Do you address to you and Caitlin, know how hard it is to get a green card, even if you're from a Western privileged nation? Like my rich, intelligent Ivy League German friend from my program wants a green card, but there is like a really small lottery. She has like a 3% chance of getting it. My Polish friend who works at the EU finds the green card rate so discouraging that she doesn't even apply for it. I thought it would be easier for privileged nations as educated people, but not really.
It's impossible to get here no matter what.
Yeah, like, we're just as elitist as AF. We just think that we're better than everyone else, and that even though most of our ancestors didn't even live here first, like, you gotta imagine the Americans are just like, what the literal flip?
Honestly, okay, so recently there's been an economic crisis in Spain, and people from Spain are literally having to move to other countries like, I don't know, the UK? That's not a country. I'm aware that it's multiple countries. But, like...
I mean, like, it's under one, like, government. So, it's, I mean, it's sort of one country. It's, like, multiple, like, territories or, like, provinces.
Oh, you mean the UK?
I mean, yeah. Like, if you tell someone from Scotland that they're not their own country, they're going to be hella pissed.
Anyway.
But...
So, actually, specifically, this documentary is about... people who've moved to Scotland.
I'd love Scotland.
And they were talking about how because Spain is in the EU, it should have been pretty simple for them to move to another EU country, right?
Yeah.
No. It's so difficult. They had prove themselves. They had to, like, prove that they would, you know, be able to find a job or that they were, like, in enough economic disparity that they couldn't stay in Spain anymore. Like, that is what it is to move around in this They're just geopolitical borders. Well, they're not even real places.
I mean, yeah, but you also have to view it from the point of, like, well, what about the people who already live there? If there's not, like, an equal exchange of labor force, then what's, like, then? Like, it's not within the Scottish people's interests.
They're housekeepers. They're literally chemically, like, they're chemical engineers who move from Spain and become housekeepers.
Yes, that happens a lot.
Yeah, I know, I'm just saying.
People will write textbooks from other countries and then go to a Western nation and be, like, not even qualified and told that they have to go back to school and get certified there and then have to read their own textbook.
Moving around in this world is BS.
At least they don't have to buy one.
LOL. Talking about things that I have opinions on. But it's just insane to me how people treat other people.
Yeah.
People
are stuffy.
People are stuffy. If only we had a story about Middle Eastern refugees specific to this part of the year. Fuck. Flip. What is...
I don't know, Kaylin. What is that story?
I read about it on Facebook recently that there is one, and I've been trying to figure out what it is all day. If you guys know what it is, feel free to tell us.
Send us a message or comment on our page on Facebook.
Yeah, we'd love to know what the story is.
Yes. Mm. Okay. Well, we're gonna end this topic because, I mean, we could literally go on forever about it.
We really could. It's really bad.
And so we're going to end this, and we're going to play Sleepyhead by Passion Pit.
Oh, I love that song.
And everything is going to the beat. And everything is going to the beat. And everything is going...
Friends.
Hey, so this is our farewell and announcement section.
Next week is break. Don't come to school.
yeah, you should probably go to bed or else, like, go, like, home and go to bed or something and relax.
Hide your extension cords.
Hide your hot water boilers.
Hide your space heaters.
Hide your, like, crack. Everything. Hide your alcohol, your drugs, everything. Just don't get in trouble,
just
man.
Just take your alcohol home, honestly. Let's
just
be
like,
honest.
Just, like, hide it. Just hide everything. Just,
hide it all.
I mean, they're not going to be digging through your closets, so just, like, put it away. Just, like, it's not that
hard.
Put
it in a drawer. It's really not that big of a deal.
Save yourself some headaches.
The Odyssey?
Oh, yes. The Odyssey Online, which I'm the editor-in-chief of and Caitlin is one of the writers for, is launching on Monday. We'll be sharing the posts on Wine Wednesdays, like, through the Wine Wednesdays Facebook page. I'll be sharing it on my Facebook. Caitlin will probably be sharing it on hers, or at least she's supposed to.
Mm-hmm. I will.
I am boss lady.
She is. She's really not that scary. Probably because I've done my work.
Yeah. I'm going to be hunting some people down here soon.
Have people not started? Stress. We have to have at least one done by Friday, but we're supposed to have two. Yeah, but so you should totally check out the Odyssey Online. It's kind of like BuzzFeed.
Yeah, it's sort of like BuzzFeed or Thought Catalog, but all the content is generated by college students.
So it makes sense to us. It's basically what's going on.
Yeah. It's, like, made by us, sort of for us, but the entire internet can read it. So, like,
Yeah, but, like, we're the ones who will understand it the best. Anyway, it is what it is. But you should totally read it. It's super fun. I really enjoyed writing for it. McKenna's really enjoyed writing for it. It's
what
a good
I like
time.
To do when I don't want to do anything else, but I need to be productive.
Same.
Okay. Yeah, that's about it. It's like break next week.
Yeah, we don't have very much to say about break.
Enjoy seeing your family. And here's Annabelle by Mike Snow.